This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, let's start. So we're up to Siman Zayin, Halacha Aleph. This is the Halacha, this is the last one we'll start, we do before we do Hilchas Sitzes. So this is the Halacha of Rashi Yotzeh, it's just one short Siman. So says the Mechaba in Sif Aleph, Kol Hayoyim K'sha'isa Tzarchov Ben K'tanim Ben G'dolim Mevorach Rashi Yotzeh. Every time one goes to the bathroom, you say Asher Yotzeh the whole day. But not so when it comes to Netilas Yadayim. Afim Reitz and Ilmoit and Ispal Miyad, even if he wants to learn afterwards or daven, he does not make a brach of Netilas Yadayim. Says the Ramah, Hoyu Yodav Menuchlachis, if the person's hands were dirty, Sheshiv Shef Bohen, after going to the bathroom, they became dirty. Afidu Hachi, Eina Mavarech on Netilas Yadayim, still he does not make the brach of Netilas Yadayim. Says the Ramah, says the Mishnah Berurah in Sif Bat Aleph, Mevarech, Ba'afidim Nimshach Zman Godel, Acha Asiyas Hatzrochim. Now, even if he waits a long time after going to the bathroom, Afidu Hochi Chayev Levarech, still he needs to make a bracha. Now, how does that work? How long do you have to make the bracha of Asher Yotzeh? So we'll see that the halacha is until you need to go again, you are able to make the bracha of Asher Yotzeh. So he says, he continues, if you look at actually footnote 2, Lechatchila, he says, it's good practice to make the bracha of Asher Yotzeh immediately after you go to the bathroom. Because the person might forget, you need to go to the bathroom again, and you've missed the bracha. So it's good practice to make the bracha of Asher Yotzeh straight away. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. But if you haven't made Asher Yotzeh and you then need to go to the bathroom a second time, so the Prima Godin says that you need the bathroom again, quickly make an Asher Yotzeh, and then go to the bathroom, and then you can make a bracha for an Asher Yotzeh again. However, if you remember that, hey, I didn't make an Asher Yotzeh from the earlier time I went to the bathroom, and you now have a time, you have a need to go again, shuv lo yivarech, you do not make a bracha. And that is the contemporary practice, that if a person, how long have you got for Asher Yotzeh until you go again? And therefore, it's good practice to make the Asher Yotzeh bracha immediately after you go. And if you feel the need to go again, then you've lost the opportunity of saying Asher Yotzeh on the first time that you went.
Why would there even be a halacha that you could say it? Because you're not meant to make a bracha. You need to go.
Oh, so take a look at note 4. Very good. Take a look at note 4. Note 3, Omnam. If you're not able to hold out the shear of a parsa, even though it might not be pressing, desperate, that you're over bal tshaktsu, but it's still, you've got a need to go to the bathroom. It's still also to say any brachas. However, even if it means that you're going to lose the bracha, kosev lekamon sheyesh oimrim, there are those who say shekol zman sheino eva bal tshaktsu yochel hakdim nevarech. As long as it hasn't reached the stage of bal tshaktsu, you can make the bracha. That's a very good point. Point number 4, interesting. The Dishra note says that it seems obvious that kapashtas kadeazu, that that we paskan like the shari tshuva and many achronim, that once you feel the need to go to the bathroom again, then you can't say Asher Yotzeh on the previous occasion. So he says that seems poshut because of a tam hadava kos of b'shalat shuvas the yaveh shenis yavets shemishal shehutzruch lahatzamayim shenis shuv ena margish b'hanoah shalasiyat sarchov b'harushena. Because once you need the bathroom a second time, you can't be grateful. You haven't got that feeling of appreciation. You make Asher Yotzeh, you feel that relief that one feels. V'lochein eni yochel varech aleha v'doyme, and a comparison would be a Mishalem birch birch samozim. A person has a meal, he hasn't benched, and then he becomes hungry again. So now you've got to wash and you've got to make a new bracha. You can't do birch samozim now because the digestion is gone and the satisfaction you feel has gone. So therefore, it's a parallel situation. Okay, let's continue. Sif Cotton based Mishnah Berurah. Asher Yotzeh, Kosov Harash, the Rashal, the Marshal, the Tshuva Simon Tzadizayim, Misha ocha davo shechayv bachrachina. If a person ate something, he had an apple, and he forgot to make a bracha achrina. Then he went to the bathroom. Venizkar kaidim shebal levarach hashayotza. And then he remembers, hey, I didn't make a brain of foshus on the apple that I ate. So he's got to Eza Mehem Kaidim. He's got a problem now. Which bracha should he make first? Should he make the brain of foshus or should he make the Ashayotza? What do you say? Ashayotza first or brain of foshus? Says Veheshiv, the Ashayotza Kaidim. Why? The Todir. Because Ashayotza we say more than we make brain of foshus. Now, what are you all thinking? I know people who make brain of foshes more than they make ashayotza, right? I teach in a school with teenagers who baruch Hashem make a lot of brain of foshes. Yeah, they're constantly eating. So it says, look at footnote number 7. Va'afa pishayesh b'nei odom sha'achilosam tadir yoseh. You get people who are eating more regularly. He brings the kotzav agonim Chaim Kanievsky. Sha'mikol makam tadir is nitnas v'fi rov ha'olam. Todir is defined by the majority of the world, not by hungry teenagers. The loy LP called Adam Vadim. And therefore, Ashayotza would come first. Okay, now, very interesting halacha. Misha Shoset Samha Mishalsha. Someone who eats, who takes a laxative. V'yesh v'dayta mitchila lefanes ha'bnei me'ayim. He needs to sort of empty out his stomach. Ad she'tichla hazuhama mehem. Al-kein yesh oimrim d'loy varech kimacha g'mah ho'to. There are those who say that he only makes one Ashayotza after he's been several times and he's emptied out his whole system. And there are those who say divarech b'chol pam, that he makes a bracha every single time. And that is indeed the minuk, that one makes a bracha of ashayotza on every time that he will go to the bathroom. Ach b'shil shul chazok, that even though the laxative is very effective and he's going regularly, then also divarech to the kamam. But if, after having the first time, if he's got shil shul chazok and he needs to go again after immediately after going the first time, then not, because then it's also levarich, like you said before, shafir b'divrei Torah, also that would be not allowed. Now, another halacha which is related to this, what about a person has a catheter, achen l'san? A person has a catheter, which you see in hospital situations quite often. How does ashayotza and catheters work? So he brings here in the Simcha Bunim Kohen, he says the following: a patient who has a urinary catheter recites ashayotza bracha. And now he says, the post can explain that although the patient's urine does not exit the body in a natural way, the patient must recite the bracha to thank Hashem for allowing his catheter to function properly without complications. Amazing. So therefore, he would make an ashayotza even though he's got a catheter. The question is, how often would he say the bracha? Right? So according to some authorities, the proper time for a catheterized patient to recite the ashayotza bracha is dependent on the type of catheter. If the flow of urine from the catheter into the bag is controlled by the patient by the means of a valve, the bracha must be recited after each urination. However, if there is a constant flow of urine into the bag, the patient recites only the ashayotza that accompanies the morning brachas. So he'll say it once, and that would cover it. In any case, the patient should consult our authority, etc. Okay, now let's just press on. Halach sifkot and gimel. So it says that he should lispal on miyat. That even though with regard to ashayotza, you make the ashayotza every time you go to the bathroom, but on the tishadayim you don't, even if you're going to daven straight away afterwards. Says the Mishnah Berurah, after kaimalon b'simen reish lam gimel sif beis, the letzras mincha lechein la'arvis, afilu em yedea lohen shum lichluch tzarek betli yadav, even though we pass them later on, you should wash your hands before mincha and marav, even if your hands are clean. V'cholshken k'shel tzarechov means how much more so if you went to the bathroom. Mikol makom einam avarech on the tishadayim ala b'shachas. However, the halacha is, you only say Amatilis Adayim at Shachris. V'ayim b'seif ha'artis ha'chaim shekosav, the das rev ha'poiskim, the mosa tzorch of l'gudaylim, if a person went to the bathroom l'gudaylim to defecate, v'ach ha'chritz l'espalon, and then he wants to daven, mevorech Amatilis Adayim, mekom makom, l'chav tchila ein lozuz m'psak ha'shulchan aruch, that you only make Amatilis Adayim once in the morning, and not more than that. And then he says, ayim b'seif ha'maisirav, that's of course the seif about the hanhagas of the Ramagan, where there he writes that actually you make a bracha on washing your hands before every tefillah. But like the Mishnah Berurah says, the minhag olam seems to be that you don't make it on the tishadayim other than once in the morning. Sifkot and dalad, sheshiv shev kohen, even if your hands were dirty, for example, after you went to the bathroom, and tzeis shamei raglaim, splashing from the mei raglaim, still you do not make the bracha on the tishadayim. Okay, Halacha beis. Heitel mayim v'lo shiv shef. If a person passed water, afal pishet tzarek l'varech ha-shayotze, en tzarek l'tliyadov, ele mishum nekiyas ha mishum hikoyim. You don't need to make the bracha of on the tzivam, even if the hands became dirty. Ele mishum, says the Mishnah Berurah, Sifat Hei, if he hasn't got water, what happens if you go to a service station, there's no water to take or something like that, what do you do? Afal pikein, tzarech l'varech ha-shayotze. You still make the bracha of ha-shayotze, like we said previously, that as long as you clean your hands, let's say you wipe them on the table or on the grass or something, you will still make the bracha of Asher Yotzah after that. But you still, later on, if you come across water, one should wash hands with water properly. But it doesn't preclude the bracha of Asher Yotzah. If a person went to the bathroom, and he forgot, and then he needs to go to the bathroom a second time, how many brachas do you make? So you've been to the bathroom twice now, do you make two ashiyotzas? Tzarech levarech beis palim ashiyotzas. Says the Mechaba that you make ashiyotzas twice, which is probably a chiddush, but you'll see in the Mishnah Berurah, k'demotzin in tefillah. It's no different to tefillah. You miss mincha, yeah? K'ashim tov lo yisvel shachris, miss palim mincha shtayim, then you miss shachris, you go to daven mincha twice. Avon. Many achronim argue with the psak of this psak of the Shulchan Aruch. The same the Shani Tefillah is different. It's in b'makom karbonis, and it's possible to make up for it. It's a bracha of being grateful. And one bracha will cover you for many occasions. And therefore, the minhag ha'olam is, even if you went two, three, whatever times, you make one Asher Yotzah and that is it. And therefore, it's good practice, like we said, to make Asher Yotzah straight away afterwards. What if you're not sure if you said Asher Yotzah? Do you, you're sitting there and you think you went to the bathroom and you think, maybe did I make Asher Yotzah? Did I not make Asher Yotzah? So the rule is, you do not make a bracha of Asher Yotzah in a case of doubt. Sofik brachas lahakel, and you don't make the bracha. And just finishing off quickly, halacha dalad, ein shir lahashtin mayim. There is no shir. Even if a few drops of meira glayim of urine comes out, you still make the bracha of Asher Yotzah. Ki afilu letipa achas chayv levorech. Shemisosim, what's the svara? Shemisosim anekev lehoitzi hatipa hahi hayakoshalei. Because sometimes not being able even to emit a few, to dispel a few drops could be painful, and therefore one is obligated to be made there. So, Mr. Hashem, tomorrow we'll start the halachas of sitzis, new simon.
Can I just ask something? If somebody, let's say, is being to the bathroom at the same time, straight after he wants to wash to eat bread.
That's a good sign. It's quite a common occurrence because the halacha says one should check yourself if you need the bathroom before you have a meal. So what is the story? So there's a big machlek that's exactly what the order should be. There are different hanhogas. Some say that you wash the tefillah sedayim, right? So let's say you go to the bathroom, you relieve yourself, and then you wash the tefillah sedayim as you would for bread. So then some say you make two brachas juxtaposed. The question is, what order do you make? And there are different days about this. Some say you make Amat Tzedayim first and then Asher Yotzah. Some say the reverse. And again, the jury's out on it. The Piskei Tshuvos bring lots of different opinions about it. But I think an accepted practice is to wash the Tzedayim as normal.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.